cards, you know. And he had some on his dresser, I remember seeing, so I told Pete that. So Pete brought it up to him, and he quit on a mutual agreement, you know. He quit there. And that's when Pete told me that he knew that he had been stealing money in High Point also. We had a long time.
The fellow at the dry cleaning place knew that, in other words, this Jake, whatever his name was, must have told Pete that he fired.
Yes, he knew.
What was Pete's full name?
George Pete Farris.
Farris, F-A-R-R-I-S. And what town was he in?
Burlington.
Burlington.
Mm-hmm. And then he started working. He was not working for several months. And then he, which was pretty rough. And then he started with this, some company in Texas as a salesman, and never went out, never sold a penny.
He also had the gall.
The nerve!
He also had the gall. He wanted to sell life insurance. To give me, as the character reference to the insurance company, and have the insurance company send me the form to fill out.
And I filled it out
and gave him a very good, clean bill of health. Because my children were living there, and I felt the least friction, the better.
What insurance company was this?
Southern Petroleum, I think.
No, the insurance company I'm talking about. He didn't take that job. He didn't take the insurance job. I don't think he got it. They checked him out.
What's the petroleum company?
It was selling tiles, roofings, things for roofs.
Do you remember the name of the company?
I think it was Southern Petroleum.
That's right.
And what part of Texas are they in?
I don't recall.
How long did he keep that job?
Well, they kept writing him letters saying, well, maybe you're not getting started because, you know. And I don't believe he ever sat down and answered them. But he maybe went out once or twice. They sent him a kit. And I think, he came home very excited, you know, when he got the kit, and he was showing it to us all. And Mother was very glad that maybe he would get started in something.
Well, wasn't a petroleum company.
You weren't even there. So how do you
that
know?
That other kit that you brought home, what was it for? Fuller Brush Company.
Oh.
He never started with that then.
Well.
Let's see.
But then he got started working at this plant. It's a hosiery mill.
Is that where he is
thing.
Now?
Do you know the name of the plant?
Springwood Textiles in Gibsonville. And he's still there as far as I know. He was on second shift, which is from 3 to 11. Then they put him on first. They laid some people off, you know. The work was slow. And then so he got back on first shift, which is from 7 to 3. And now he's working third shift, which is from 11 to 7 at night.
Lana, did he have any other children?
Yes.
How many?
Five
other?
Yes.
When you lived at home with them, was there always enough food?
Yes, we always had enough food. Because my mother is, you know, she knows how to budget. And even the little bit of money he gave her for the groceries, you know, she always made it come out so that we had enough food.
But during the years that your dad was giving him money, was there always enough money around? In other words, clothes and so on and so forth.
We never saw any of that money really for ourselves.
Besides the 200 a week, I took them to Saks and to Bloomingdale's and places, and I outfitted them because he never spent a quarter of that money. Supposedly even the 37-50 support money that may have been involved in that 200.
I'm trying to debunk the story that the money was kicked back to you.
The government. He told the government that he cashed a $200 check every week in Scarsdale and in New Canaan and kicked the money back to me.
No.
What did you eat? How did you pay your rent? How did he drive a car?
What kind of a car did he have?
They have a 56 Chevrolet station wagon.
Did he ever take any vacations?
No.
Yes. We went to Florida one year.
Where'd you stay?
In Dad's house.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was...
And whose cabana did you use?
At Fontainebleau, yours.
And who paid your way to Florida with the money for the gas and the oil and the motels?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Was he ever short of money, and did he ever indicate